right, guys, welcome to a BLT bonus show, something we haven't really done yet. So
it's like the BLTB.
It is, but we still had to fill in the B. So I'm here, obviously, Logan. You heard Tim. Tim is broadcasting. Your windows are in?
My windows are in. I'm in the soundproof office, I guess now.
Yeah, sound beautiful.
Like an extra room. Thank you.
Yeah, so we have a special guest on today's show. I'm thrilled. This is a guy who's been a friend of ours for a while. We'll give him a call here in a second. Friend of mine personally, really great human being. When we're talking about someone who I really enjoy working with and talking with, and he's been a great sounding board for me in my creative life, and just a good dude overall. And you know him probably as the creator of Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, as well as Danny Phantom and all these other shows. He's got brand new stuff. We'll get into that in the conversation. But again, we had Tim, so we got the T. We had to have an L. So this is our buddy Butch.
No, we had to have a B.
We had to have a B.
We had the L.
Yeah, we have some. Excuse me. We have the L, of course. You can't do it without me. I'm the one clicking record. Then we had Tim was able to pop on, which was great. And then we had to refill Bart's slot because he's puking somewhere, is what we've heard.
Yes.
So sorry, Bart. Didn't mean to actually say that on the air, but we have to be personal here. You know, Tim vlogs his life every day. I'm on pretty much 18 different podcasts. Bart's got to come out now and say, what is he doing today? He's puking his guts up somewhere in a Portillo's. So, sounds good?
Well, he's not porking. He's not puking his butts up. I can't even say this.
He's not puking his guts up
because he's in a Portillo's.
Oh, no, no.
He just happens to be sick in a Portillo's.
Yes. That is a name of a novel, by the way. Sick in a Portillo's is the Bart Scott story. All right, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and give Butch a call. Hey, Butch, it's Logan.
Hey, Logan.
My buddy Tim, who's also on the show, he can hear you as well. Tim, can you hear him? And Butch, can you hear Tim?
Yes.
I got
hello.
Hello, Tim. You sound very very manly.
He is.
Oh, thank you.
Tim has a heck of a mustache, you should see. It's the curly Q. He looks like one of your characters. That's good.
Oh, very nice. Good. So we're going back to the 1920s. That's cool.
Yes, my son looks like legitimately, I got a text from Tim this morning, and he goes, your friend with the villain mustache texted you. So that's how it is. Thank you so much for joining us officially.
Oh, hey, guys. Thank you for having me on. It's very kind of you.
And for those of you guys that don't know, and I'll give you a brief backstory for Butch. Butch, obviously, Butch Hartman, who's joining us, our buddy here, is a friend of ours, but he also is the creator of shows like The Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, Danny Phantom, my son's favorite, and now a new show coming up, Bunsen is a Beast. And I've just seen the teaser of it. It's really fun. And I really, if you guys are familiar with Butch's work, you're familiar with Fairly Odd Parents, and this is just the true story. You guys have heard I've worked at Nickelodeon when I was a kid, not kid, but teenager as an intern. And one of my jobs was to just sit with the parents of the studio audience members, and I had to watch Nickelodeon for hours. So the show I worked on was during commercial breaks would go live back to the studio, but it was only like 5-minute segments, and they would go back to a cartoon. So I'd watch cartoons for four or so hours a day for 3 or 4 days a week. And wow. I'm a Nickelodeon fan, but I was an adult at this point. I wasn't as familiar with the product. I knew the name Fairly Odd Parents. I knew SpongeBob and these things, but I wasn't watching daily. And I have to say, I really fell in love with the show with the Fairly Odd Parents in like 2003 when I was working there, when it was first kind of getting going, first couple seasons, because it was the one show that I was like thrilled to watch the 8th day in a row for the 14th time.
Even I haven't watched it that much in a row. That's great.
Yeah, well, for those of us interns, we were strapped down and made to watch all the programming. But it was really fun. And the show is so unique and it's so different. It's been going on. Are we like 16 years into the run of Fairly Odd Parents now?
It started airing as a series March 30th of 2001. Not that I'm keeping count.
Yeah.
this will be the 16th year. We're just releasing new episodes as we speak. Every Wednesday on Nicktoons, there's brand new episodes. So we're excited.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm still watching. I'm now watching with my son, which is crazy because, again, I started watching when I was around 17, 18 years old when I was working at Nickelodeon. And then to now be watching Fairly Odd Parents. And honestly, we've had to Amazon Prime all of the seasons of Danny Phantom because
very cool. Very cool, man. Yeah, I'm psyched about that show. I have a really cool YouTube video I just did about 6 months ago, but it's Danny Phantom 10 years later.
Yes.
I draw the characters as, you know, obviously as if they were 10 years later, and it went viral. It was kind of cool. There's a big fan base out there.
There is, and I enjoy that show. As you guys know, the stuff I kind of like and the content I like kind of ties in with Danny Phantom. But it's been off the air for quite a while. But you saw that I know you probably can't say officially, but did that video spark any interest? Is there any chance we'll see a return to Danny?
Interesting. There's a couple cool things that actually one cool thing that's coming out. I think it's today. The Frederator Studios is releasing a video, 107 facts about Danny Phantom that I host. And I host that. So that's out today. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's supposed to be out like any minute now. And there may or may not be something cool coming up. I'm not allowed to say anything officially, but there may or may not. You never know. Logan, it's Hollywood. Anything could happen.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I've had my dealings enough in this industry to know that you never say never. And I'm excited to see that. But the reason you're here is not only that you have an app that we talked about. You know, we've been friends for a little while that I want to get to, but also, is this what, your fourth or fifth Nickelodeon series about to drop?
Yeah, this is my fourth one. It's Bunsen is a Beast. It actually comes out tomorrow officially, February 21st. We follow a brand new episode of The Loud House. That'll be airing at 5, and then Bunsen comes on officially as a show at 5:30. And we are just thrilled. We're on all week. And then we'll be on Saturdays, I believe, at 10:30.
Now, Tim, are you familiar with – have you watched the teaser yet to Bunsen?
I did watch the teaser. I'm excited that he blows confetti out of his head.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And, Ben, Tim, with your mustache, I guarantee you could probably do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried, but it didn't – I don't know.
My son has been walking around because I showed him the teaser this morning just going, where does the confetti come from? He's been watching that teaser. And
when you watch the show, he blows other things out of his head too. He blows he blows hamsters out of his head, cheeseburgers, cell phones, churros. Anything that's fun comes out of Bunsen's head.
Well, sounds like all of our favorite things. That's good. We talk about churros quite a bit, so it's it's good.
There you go, man. Exactly.
So you've got Fairly Odd Parents. I'm going to try to get name all of them. Fairly Odd Parents. We got Danny Phantom. Tough Puppy.
Yep, Tough Puppy. That started airing, and Tough Puppy came out in 2010 and ran for four seasons, and now Bunsen's a Beast. Yeah, we're super excited.
Man, that's so great. Tim, you're kind of maybe not as fanboy in the Nickelodeon world as I am because I did my time there, and I still feel very connected with you guys. Tim, how do you feel about this?
Oh, no, I'm excited. I did have one question.
Go ahead.
Did you have anything to do with the live action Fairly Odd Parents?
I did. I wrote them and executive produced them.
So, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. I always see them.
You can totally blame me for if you hate them.
No, I haven't. I always see them on the Netflix and on the Hulu, and I'm like, yeah, I got to watch those things.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun. If you're a fan of Fairly Odd Parents, I may have watched them.
Well, the cool thing is, thanks, guys. But the cool thing is when Nickelodeon came to me and said, "Hey, we want you to do a live action Fairly Odd Parents." That wasn't even my idea, and I was like, "Well, all right. Well, how would this be?" And we decided to make Timmy Turner an older guy who has never lost his fairies. He still wants to live as a kid, so he still goes to school and still lives at home, and he's kind of a grown up still, so we can keep Cosmo and Wanda. But then the love of his life comes back to town. He starts having adult feelings. And that's there is the story.
Well. So there you go, Tim. So we can go Netflix it after this. You don't even have to anymore. You know what happens.
And by the way, the Avengers are not in it, just so you know.
Just to clarify. But you did do that awesome. Was it the Danny Phantom characters as the Avengers? I'm trying to think of what I saw.
Oh, I did something on YouTube where I did a Danny Phantom Marvel mashup where I drew like Danny Phantom characters as Marvel characters. I did like Danny Phantom as Iron Man and Sam Manson as the Wasp and Tucker Foley as Spider-Man. Yeah, I did a video of that.
Has that been cool for you now to have that outlet? Because I think a lot of people knew your name. Obviously, I've known your name since I was a teenager, and a lot of kids that were genuinely kids now have started to grow up on this thing. Is it cool for you to have that? Because if you guys haven't seen, Tim is a YouTuber as well. For you, is that cool to see and have that sort of outlet for people to talk with you now and keep the discussion a little bit different, a little more grown up in some ways because you get to show off the art?
Oh, very much so. You know, it's really fun because these days, you know, back in the day, your show would be done and you wouldn't be able to talk to the audience at all, hardly,
right,
unless you got on a talk show or something. But the fact that I can still draw my fun little drawings that I enjoy and still share them with people and people are actually interested in seeing them is real exciting. And hopefully with Bunsen coming out, there'll be a new outlet for that stuff as well.
Yeah. Design-wise in Bunsen, I think we have a lot of interesting people who listen to our show, a lot of artists and people that are interested in this kind of content or theme park design or animation design. You look at Danny Phantom and you look at Fairly Odd Parents character-wise, they have a very similar vibe. Bunsen definitely has your overtones to it, but it's a little curvier, it's a little smoother. Was that an intention for you to kind of go a little bit away from the exclusive design that you kind of is your trademark?
Oh, we had, yeah. And in a way, in order to like kind of survive in the business sometimes, after you've been on for a while especially, you kind of want to reinvent yourself if you can, because the network, you know, when a network's working with you for a number of years, they want to see new stuff, and that's nothing personal against you, but they just want to go, hey, if, you know, let's see something new. And the fun thing about Bunsen is it didn't look anything like anything I'd ever done before, and they were very excited by that, and that made them, hey, wow, a new fresh approach, and it was exciting for them too.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's a little bit of, I mean, you definitely can see your color palette. It has a little bit, it definitely has your vibe in it, but it's different than where Danny Phantom could easily pop right into the, you know, the Fairly Odd Parents universe.
I think it's like when the Beatles broke up, there were the Beatles, and then McCartney had his own solo career. Bunsen is my McCartney solo career. That's what it is.
The bowl of cherries is a...
Yeah, by the way, don't you love the timely McCartney reference?
Very good.
Yeah.
I like it. Our audience will certainly connect with
exactly.
For Bunsen, was that something that you were able to like kind of vet on YouTube first, or was this something that you wanted to keep to yourself and then pitch it to the network and stuff like that?
I got to be honest, man. You know, I am a Christian guy, and I knew that I really prayed about this show a lot, and I knew that I really sort of had a kind of a download, if you will, just like in my spirit, like, you know, I know this is going to be great. Just kind of do what you're doing. Keep it to yourself. It's going to be great. Just trust your instincts on this one. So I just trusted my instincts on this one.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. And I made a Tim download this morning and the app that you have, the new network, and tell us about that, man. Cause I don't think anyone knows, or our audience, because it's definitely aimed for kids, and maybe some of our audience has kids, maybe don't, but Noog is not necessarily affiliated with what you're doing at Nickelodeon, but it's another place where you can connect with your audience in a different and really unique way.
Very much so. I mean, the Noog Network, and let's make sure we spell it right. Yes. NOOG is NOOG, not nude.
Yeah, we have a clean logo on our stuff, so people know. So just Noog, NOOG.
Yeah, it's a whole different network. A Noog is basically like a little Smurf character. And a Noog serves as your avatar through this little world I've created. It's kind of like a Disneyland online. And it's actually an app on the iPhone store, on the App Store, rather. And you can get the app for free. It's free download. We actually have a new version of it coming out. I think it's this week. We just did some improvements to it and added some updates. And you go on there. You can watch all original cartoons I've created, all original live shows I've created, video games I've created. I mean, anything basically Nickelodeon doesn't want to buy from me, I put it on the Noog Network and make it myself.
That just shows crazy how – I mean, and Tim, you can attest to this, just the way that what you do for a living, Tim. It's how much media has changed the way you can get – your stuff out there. I mean, it's awesome to see that you're right. If Nick doesn't bite, it's not like it's dead. It can continue to live on in another place.
Yeah, guys, there's no reason not to take your stuff to every studio you can to, you know, hopefully get paid for it. But in the end of the day, if there's a studio not going for it, just try and do it yourself, because anyone these days can be on YouTube. Anybody can get a following. I mean, I see these kids there. It's amazing to see these 20-year-old kids with 6-7 million subscribers. You know the power and influence that is to have that many subscribers? And why can't it be people, you know, like us who really want to do great family entertainment and really affect the world that way? Why can't we be the ones with 6 million subscribers?
Yeah, and that's what – I mean, Tim, that's what you do for a living.
Yeah, that is what I do for a living. Yeah, Tim has hundreds of thousands. I try to keep it all family-friendly. Yeah.
Very cool. Tim, I'm going to go to your channel right now, Tim.
It's the Tim Tracker. We can plug it right here, youtube.com/TimTracker. And you can find his videos. He goes to theme parks all over Orlando, does lots of – it's just his daily life. And it's really interesting to see. Oh, that's a question. You know, we talk a lot of theme park stuff on here just because Tim is in Orlando. We have seen Fairly Odd Parents and some of your characters show up in parks, whether it's the Nickelodeon theme park they have out at the Mall of America or whether it was the ride that used to be at Universal Studios. What is that experience like for you to see people experiencing it? And did you enjoy those attractions?
Well, first of all, it's super cool to see anything that you do get taken seriously and people make a ride out of it. I mean, it's a blast. I mean, the only bummer is I can never get to these places because by the time I get there, the rides are gone. You know, it's like, hey, it's in the Mall of America. We should go there sometime. And by the time we get there 2 or 3 years later, they already switched it out for another ride. But no, it's a blast. There's great shots online of the rides. And that's really, really cool. And that's why you want to keep yourself alive as much as you can, because you see there are people that do love stuff. And if they love your stuff, why not keep it going on YouTube or keep it going, you know, on your own private network or whatever it is. Just there's no reason you can't do something on your own these days.
Yeah. Tim, you got anything for us? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say how proud I was that I have 178 Noog coins.
Oh, very nice.
There you go, dude.
Doing good.
Tim, they're called Nuke Nichols, by the way. We want to stick with
Nuke Nichols.
Yeah, trademark.
Nuke Nichols. There you go, trademark. But I know Nuke is going to be Nuke is steadily growing. We've gotten a lot more downloads, which I'm really excited about. And the YouTube audience translates into that. You know, I plug Nuke on my YouTube channel all the time. It all kind of is cross promoting. And then, you know, we're going to be going really big with Nuke very, very soon in the next few months. I've got some full length cartoons coming out. They're going to be a lot bigger than the ones that are on there now. And just branching out, and I'm just expanding as we go, and it's a lot of fun.
And it is. You said it's sort of the why not lifestyle that you can have in media right now. Obviously, you have to have the skill. You have to know how to create animation. You have to have the time. And obviously, you may have to have a day job. You may have to have four or five shows that have gotten picked up by Nickelodeon, but not necessarily. Yeah. exactly. To be able to spend the time.
Like you said, I mean, yeah, sometimes it does help, obviously, to have some a history or a name. But like, again, a lot of these YouTube kids just started out in their basement and they have these millions of followers. So they weren't even anything like me. They grew up on my shows and now suddenly they have like more influence than I do in some cases. And it's just really kind of amazing to watch.
All right. So let's refocus quickly before we you know, end our little conversation here, because I know you got places to go. You got things going on, Butch. The show only comes out. Oh, we got the new studio at Nickelodeon. I saw the videos of that. It looks pretty rad.
It's very awesome, man. They've been building the studio for the last 2 years. They really cranked it out, too. I've been in one building for a long time, really cool building.
Yeah.
But this building is just on the next level. It's a blast. They've really done a fantastic job. They really did a great job.
Well, Tim and I will come out. We'll stalk you. It'll be fine. So we'll come out and take a look. Because I went to the old studio, and it was – I did like – there was like a wing of your stuff. There was like a Fairly Odd Parents feeling wing. But what I've seen, there's like now like the Fairly Odd Lounge that you can go in.
Right, exactly. But then it's really cool. They do honor a lot of the older shows. They have like an archive that's set up for the public to look at, like within glass walls. It's really – and they have, you know, statues. They have a brand new I guess you'd call it a courtyard. They have, you know, some homages to the older shows out in the courtyard and stuff. It's really cool.
Nice. Hopefully they don't come raid my collection of – I have a lot of props from the Nickelodeon Orlando studio because they shut it down. When they shut it down, I was working there. They just tagged everything to be thrown away, and they were like, or you can take it. And I was, you know, 18 and a hardcore Nickelodeon fan from a kid. I was like, all right, I'll be taking everything. So I have a double dare nose.
You'll be retiring on everything. You're retiring on your income for all the Nickelodeon merch.
Oh, I've gotten offers. And so I have turned them all down because honestly, I can't imagine giving them away as they are part of my life. But it is funny to hear. I'll get some super Double Dare fans that give me a call every once in a while when they just see a picture of my office that shows up online somewhere and they're like, where did you get that stanchion?
Yeah. You know, Nickelodeon for Comic-Con this year down in San Diego, they had a big party. And the party was they played one round of Double Dare in this club. It was crazy.
Oh, man. Those shows are definitely missed somewhat in our generation. But, man, so Bunsen, when people are hearing this, I believe this show will probably go out late tonight. So a lot of people will hear it tomorrow. It comes on tonight.
Oh, there you go. It comes on Tuesday night, February 21st on Nickelodeon. You guys will dig it. I think it's one of the best things I've done. It's really funny. Hope you guys love it.
The trailer I've seen, guys, is just a blast. Kids, adults, and Butch is known for creating really great content that, like I said, when I was an adult without kids – who didn't watch cartoons that regularly at the time, Fairly Odd Parents drew me in. And now even as someone who has a kid who watches cartoons now a lot, you always put out not only stuff that's really great for your kids, family friendly, clean, but with a little bit of an edge, which I always enjoy. It always is something that appeals to everyone. And Bunsen just seems that way. When I watch the trailer, I mean, I've watched it a few many times. My wife watched it last night around midnight and the kids woke up screaming from a nightmare. We got in bed. I was like, oh, you got to watch this. And she just couldn't get over it, man. It just looks like a blast. So everyone watch it.
For a second, I thought you said my show gave them a nightmare.
It gave me a nightmare. Yes. My son woke up screaming about the confetti coming out of his head. He's like, No, my son thinks it's brilliant. No, this was just – I have also two twin girls that are a year and a half. So they just – they wake up. It's just what happens and they scream.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, before we do wrap up, for Nuke Network also, which I think is fun, and I think it ties a little bit in, and this will be a good stopping point for you, Butch. For Nuke, it's also a family affair for you. When I'm watching, I see your daughters show up quite a bit in the productions. Has that been cool and important for you?
It's been cool and important, and mostly it's been cheap because my daughters don't cost a lot of money, and they're very talented. So if I can't find the right actress or just can't afford the right actress, I say, hey, can you guys be in the show for me? And they'll be in it. And my goal is just to get the product out to show people what the Nuke Network is about, and then we're going to start hiring some more, I guess you would say, legit people in the future.
All right. Well, Tim and I are sitting here, right? We're legit people. We can do voices. Listen to Tim's voice. It's perfect, right, Tim?
listen to my voice. I did have one point to, like, I just realized after we were talking for this whole time, we never really explained what the show was about. It was
okay,
just like,
yeah.
Bunsen, there he is. But, went into the fact that confetti comes out of his head. It was,
that's a good point.
Didn't really good explain.
That's good producing, Tim. That's good.
Yeah, he's a monster, Tim. That's living. Yeah, he's a monster that's going to a human school, right?
Yes, Bunsen is the first beast to ever go to a human school. And he's just a cute little beast. He doesn't want to scare anybody. And he makes friends with Mikey Monroe, who's a kid trying to get through school without getting murdered. And they just basically get become best friends. And we learn that I'm not out to really smash a lesson over anybody's head, or it's basically, different is good. And don't be afraid of different. And don't be afraid to fit in if you feel like an outcast, because there's always a place for you.
Well, I think that's, Tim, would you say that's a perfect place for us to wrap this up?
Yeah.
So, Tim, don't feel like an outcast next to Logan. You're special, Tim.
Thank you.
You needed that. I know that... That's the majority of people pick on Tim and not me. That's true. No, that's not true. That's the opposite of that. It's the opposite of that. Well, thank you, Butch, so much for hopping on. And again, guys, honestly, if you click your screen right now on the podcast, if you're listening on the podcast app, you'll have a link, and you'll see a link directly to the Noog Network and to all the information about Bunsen, which is coming on probably, if you're listening to this, probably tonight, and then regularly on Nickelodeon after that.
Absolutely. You'll see it all the time on Saturdays.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Logan, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Butch.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Tim, I found that to be very insightful. Do you feel knowledgeable now in the world of animation and Nickelodeon?
I do. I didn't actually know very much about the cartoon shows and stuff like that are currently on Nickelodeon, or stuff that was on Nickelodeon, but now I know, and I'm pretty darn excited to watch Bunsen.
Yeah, I'm going to totally watch it tonight, if you guys are listening tonight, or tomorrow, if I'm actually being honest, and click record and hopefully watch it with my kids. I think it's going to be great, but if you're not, just watch it. Hey, again, these aren't sponsors or anything. Butch is just a good friend of mine, and I'm really thrilled to have him on here. And just send us if you're watching Bunsen, tweet us a photo of you watching Bunsen and tag him at Real Hartman on Twitter, and obviously tag BLT Lunch Break, so we can let him know that you guys shared in the love here of Bunsen is a Beast, which is coming on. All right, Tim, well, this doesn't replace our current show. We're going to come back on Thursday with a brand new episode.
Yeah. Still got a new episode coming out on Thursday with Mr. Bart Scott coming back.
Yep, he hasn't been replaced. I'll have to find another B if he's still sick, but no, he'll be back and we'll be fine. And guys, thank you so much. I hope you like this bonus show. Let us know if you do like these things, and we'll throw them up when we can't. Throw them up like Bart Scott is doing right now. All right.
Oh.
All right.